shit, I'm deaf.
That's the way I like to start it. I like to knock Miles' hearing out of whack, and then we start the show.
I know. I can barely hear this asshole, and then he's like, blows my ear out with this shit. I'm like, God damn it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Miles.
You're always such a prick. Always yeah. Such a prick when I'm trying to do an intro. You're always such a prick about it.
You like it.
You like it. You like it, my dick in a zipper. That's an inside joke, everybody.
Yeah, dick and I won't zipper. Tell the other joke you were talking
about. Yeah, dick and a zipper. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're almost out of August here, Miles. It was damn hot down in these parts today. I'm pretty sure it was pretty hot where you were, too. So.
It was hot, yes.
Very hot, very hot. I had a super shit weekend.
I didn't gather that by our pre-show chit-chat.
Yeah, I know, because I'm going to drop all my shit on you right now. That's why I couldn't hip you to my super shit weekend.
You suckered me in.
I did. I love you. Are a sucker. One moment here. Areola? Areola? Anyone here named Areola? This is what I heard in the ER over the weekend.
Oh, the ER, oh, fuck.
I had a Miles title weekend. I spent a good 6-hour block of my life in an ER. And one of the nurses pops out and says, Areola. Areola? I swear to God. And I'm like, yeah. I'm looking, I was there with my wife and my son, and I'm like, Areola? What the hell?
Was she talking about you?
No, that was actually a person's name, Areola.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a horrible weekend. My son, we had to take him to the ER for some stuff. I won't go into the particulars. But we ran him in there and then had to wait forever. And
yeah.
I don't. Miles knows, and maybe if you listen to the show, you'll know that I don't like to go into like health facilities. I'm not really a germaphobe, but I'm like at the cusp. Can there be an edge to being a germaphobe? You know, where you're like, I'm not like totally freaked out. I'm not like, you know, Howie Mandel or anything, but I'm at the edge. You know what I mean? And the whole time I'm in there, there's this guy behind me who's suppressing a cough.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it's like the whole time I'm in there for hours.
Was it speed buggy?
Yeah. No, it wasn't speed buggy. Some guy is like, and I'm like, I just feel myself getting ill. And so it got so bad that I left. I went out to the car. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I love you, kid, but I'm going out to the car. There's too many sick people in here, and I can't handle it.
You may or may not make it, son, but listen, dad's got
to
go.
That's right. Dad's going out to the car.
So big middle finger to my whole family. Yeah, I'll be out.
Exactly. I was like, oh, my gosh, I am dying in here. I mean, I spent a good, I waited until he actually got called back. And then as soon as he got called back, I said, I'm going to the car. I said, text me if you need anything.
Oh, the worst dad in the world.
Jeez. I know. You would have been much better at this than I was. So then.
You are a horrible parent. You know, even Susan Smith would be like, God damn.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't drive him into a lake or anything.
Or did
I could I could have just oh we're not going yeah we're going to the ER no we're going to the lake, so no I go out to the car for a while and then about the 4 hour mark, my wife is like, I got to eat. I cannot not eat. And so then we switch places, and she goes out to the car to go get something to eat. And I came in, I came back in to sit down. And then like about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, she shows up. She's back in the place. And I'm like, I thought you were going to go get some food. And she's like, I forgot my wallet at home.
Oh,
a total title move there, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And so then we're sitting there for a while, and it gets to be, like I said, about the 4 hour mark, and she's like, I'm just so hungry. And I go, well, I'll go get you something. And she's like, well, there's a vending machine over there.
Wait, did you say hungry or horny?
Hungry. What are you?
Oh,
weirdo. Yeah. There's a vending machine over there. Why don't you go give me some peanut M&Ms?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Let's just get you some food. No, no, no. I just want peanut M&Ms.
Give me some Portillo's.
Yeah, give me some Portillo's. Give me some peanut M&Ms. And I'm like, I finally relent. It's just like everything I hate, apparently. I hate vending machines. I hate being in the ER. And apparently I really hate ER vending machines. So I go over. I don't have any change or cash, right?
Right.
So it has a card reader. I hate using my card on vending machines.
No, Jesus.
Yeah, it's all hate tonight. It's all hate.
This guy.
And so then I go and I use my card and I push the button.
Yeah.
And you know what happens, right?
It doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't drop.
Yeah.
I just paid like $2.50 for a regular bag of peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
That don't drop.
And did you rock it?
I'm in the ER with all these people coughing at me and looking sick and, like, you know, things hanging off of them.
That's when you act like a man and you start rocking it a little.
No, I could not rock it. There's no way I could rock it. I mean, I could rock it, believe me, but I couldn't do that in the situation because it's all out in the open there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, you know, the doctor, sir. And they had security. They literally had a weapons screening at the door.
What hospital did you go to for
crying? Well, I live in St. Louis. So, yeah, what hospital I go to? I don't know. It was the closest one. It's emergency.
Well, no.
So then I pay for another peanut M&M.
We're up to $5.
Yeah, we're up to $5. Thankfully, the first one dropped, and so now some asshole is going to get free M&Ms next time they use a machine. That pisses me off even more than the $5. I cannot stand if somebody else gets free stuff that I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. So I'm, you know, and so then she eats the M&Ms, and then she's like, I'm still hungry.
Oh, here, take the card, go out.
Well, she didn't even have a driver's license.
Oh, well, wait, knowing you, you'd be like, well, I have to use the card.
Oh, well, I did, yes. I said, yeah, I have like, to go.
She would not be allowed to use the card, I bet.
You'd yeah, like, well, no, I would let her use the card, but she had no driver's license. I'm like, we're already into this thing with the ER fees. Now well, I've just lost $5 more at the stupid peanut M&Ms.
You're in St. Louis. Who cares? Just jump in the car and drive.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I should never talk to you about this kind of shit.
It's the murder capital of the world.
Just I know it is. That's why they have weapon screening. That's why they do. Although, to be honest with you, it was like the most relaxed weapon screening. I walk up, you know, it's like you go through the metal detector looking thing. Mm-hmm. The guy's slouching in a chair. I come into the place. I went in and out several times. Every time I come in, I look at him. He's like, what? Go ahead. Every time. I'm like, it's not much of a weaponry. So then, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get you some food because out of the three people here, one of them has to stay to be, you know, tested.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. Between her and I can like go without eating for, I don't know, a day and a half, 2 days, whatever.
Doubtful. Doubtful.
Oh, come on now. That's, you know, that's true.
I mean, you're a blimp, but I mean, you got
to
eat.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, I don't have to eat. So I go, you have to eat or else it's going to get worse. So I went and got her food and then we switched places again. And she ate in the car. Then I had to sit. And then it so happened at that point, he finally, you know, finished all of his exams and everything. And they let him go.
Well, and so congratulations. It's a girl.
It's a, yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, you know, the verdict was, we don't know exactly what's wrong with you, but you're not going to die. Which is always great, right? Doesn't that really get you
that's
going?
That's comforting.
Yeah, yeah, it's very comforting. So we had to go home with that, and then
then
we had to go see another doctor, which happened today.
Well, I hope you ate before you went. So people
actually, I didn't.
Bitching.
I didn't. I ate afterwards. But that's not the worst of it. So then, yes, last night, I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
It's midnight.
Yeah.
I found out later. I didn't realize it was midnight. I am awakened to my wife screaming at me.
Okay.
She's like, oh my gosh, my head, I'm bleeding everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
And I wake up. I'm like, huh? Lights on. She's yelling at me. Come look at my head. I think I'm going to need stitches. We're going to have to go to the ER again. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And so then I follow her into the bathroom, and one of our cats, the mean one, has ripped a gash in her head.
Oh, my God.
That's probably, I don't know, I don't know, at least a couple inches long.
Yeah.
And she's just, if you get cut on the head, I don't know if you've ever had that happen, but it just pours blood. And she's freaking out.
Yes.
Yeah. And so she's pouring blood out her head and she wants me to look at it. And I mean, she's just got this bloody towel on her head and she thinks that she's going to need stitches. I thought, oh my God, we're going to be in the ER again.
Yeah.
And so, but whenever I wake up, I don't really wake up. Totally.
Yeah.
So I'm half awake and I'm like, oh yeah, that's terrible. And then my wife tells me this morning, she's like, you were the most useless bastard in the night.
She just now realized that.
Yeah. She's like, I wake up screaming. Right. And apparently she went downstairs to the kitchen to try to take care of some of this. I still didn't wake up. I only woke up when she came back up and turned all the lights on.
Did she try to staple her own head?
No. She just was like getting ice or something.
Did she try to glue her head?
No, didn't glue it. And so then, and then I wake up and I follow her into the bathroom and then I start cleaning up. Because there's blood everywhere. There's blood all over the sink. There's blood all over the floor. And I'm like starting to take, she's like, no, I want you to look at my head. I want you to look and see if if there's anything like hanging off of it or if I need stitches or whatever. And I'm like,
things hanging off. Wait, what?
Well, cause it like, it ripped her skin off. It ripped her scalp off. Part of her scalp was gone. She has a big gash. I should have a picture of this, but and so then I'm like,
it's a do it yourself yarmulke.
Yeah. Look, I'm like, it's okay. Your hair is going to cover it up. It's fine. Well, I said, you got to put pressure on it. If you get your, if your head gets hurt, it just bleeds a lot. You know, I'm all Mr. Calm, you know, because I'm half asleep. And so she finally gets it to stop bleeding. Thank God. We didn't have to go to the ER. But then she, you know, gets herself situated and goes to sleep. And then in the morning, I wake up and find my towel is covered in blood because she used my towel, not her towel. It's like, that's the one you grab? You grab my towel? Anyway. Just totally covered
in towel.
Totally covered in blood. Oh my God. It was like a murder scene in there. It was terrible. And then she was doing okay, but it hurts and everything, but she's fine. Thanks for asking, Miles. You jack off.
She's going to be okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Miles. So what? Yeah, just a terrible, horrible weekend we had here with trips to the ER almost twice and then a killer cat and you know.
I'm sorry. I don't control your house, man. Sorry.
You're of no help whatsoever. You know that?
We're in the ER every weekend. What
yeah,
do you
I
mean?
Know you are. That's the horrible thing. I felt like you. I'm like, this lady was in the ER. She's like, I felt lightheaded. I think I need some aspirin. She took an ambulance to the ER. I'm like, what's your last name, ma'am? Title?
That's not funny. I owe the hospital so much money, I have to go there and cut grass on the weekends for free. You know?
So, it was just terrible. I know you guys are always there. We're never there. I would never.
You always make fun of us. I know you're like, must be nice to go to the ER. Hmm.
Yeah, to be so highly insured that you can go to the ER for nothing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have insurance. So what?
It was just terrible. And the ER is just terrible. Oh, my God. Yeah. So what's going on with you, good sir?
I you know what? I stepped out of my comfort zone this weekend.
You did?
And you know,
did you go out with your entitled thong?
No.
Just checking.
You know, you're always like, hey, you should do something, you know, this and that, you know, you should.
Yeah,
I always say that. There's stuff implausible, and there's this, you know, kooky guy named Pablo who's got some kooky stuff going on. And
yeah,
like, I don't know.
You know.
And so you had this thing. I thought it was a rap battle. It's not a rap battle.
Rap. You were in the rap battle? Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I thought, okay, so I start, you know, talking a good game up. I like send them these notes. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, what if I come on in like a Tony Clifton kind of character or something?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, do it. I go, don't tell Bob Lament, you know, because he's like a really controlling freak. Don't tell him.
He is a controlling freak.
Because yeah. You got mad at me like last week because I'd made up my own email address. And you're like, hey, what's
No, this? That was not. Let's clarify. Let me clarify one moment here. I got mad at you because all the email addresses I set up for you, you lost all the passwords and locked yourself out and locked me out. That's what I was mad about. You setting up your own email, I could give a shit. You
know,
fucking up every email that ever gets set up for you is a whole other thing.
Blame me. Me setting up my own email is like, you know, the guy escaping from Shawshank Redemption. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I burrowed my way out and freaked your ass out. You're like,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. That's true.
I had to crawl through a lot of turds to do it, but I made it.
Yeah, well.
And so anyway, I'm talking up a good game. Like, oh, man, this is going to be diabolical. You're going to love it. And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. And, like, I don't know. I'm like, I really hadn't done anything, you know, because I didn't want to come on as me, you know. I'm like, oh, no.
Right. Why would you be you? You're basically a Tony Clifton variant anyway.
Yeah, right. No, I thought I'd be come on as like, you know, this stupid redneck, you know, guy or something. And
that's you as well.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, that is me.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Did you basically do the whole show with your butt crack showing to the camera or what?
Yeah, right. No, well, yeah, I got in trouble on this. Yeah. So,
great.
I go, I need a phony name. So I go, my name will be Pablo Luann.
Luann. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, like Pablo a woman's Luann. Name, Luann, Luann or something like that.
To make fun of Pablo, of course.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right. Very gracious guy. Very gracious. And he's listening. So, mm-hmm. No, so I totally like botch it. Cause I like put myself on plausible as like a fan and not a comedian.
Right. So then
when you do this,
yeah,
you cannot speak.
Right. Well, that's probably for the best, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You can only, like, you know, like, send messages. You can't, like, do anything else.
Right. Yeah.
And so everyone's like, wait, who is this? Who is this? Is this Miles?
Who is this asshole?
Yeah, who's this asshole?
Screwing up the works.
I know. They're, like, trying to set this up. You know, it's like, they're trying to play D&D or something. I show up late. You know, like, well, wait a minute. We're explaining the rules. Hold on. Wait.
Wait a minute. Oh, we got to start over. There's some jackass in the game again.
So, I hang up, right? I get back on. I come on as me. Like, oh, okay, this is Miles. You know, yeah. You fucker.
What was your, that's right. You were Pablo Luann. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, this isn't going to work. My whole stupid Tony Clifton thing is just completely off the rails at this point. I'm like, no, forget it. And like, I get on there and like, oh, and there's like some people on there, which I don't really know anybody except for Pablo. Right.
Right.
And, so anyway, they're still like figuring out the ground rules to this thing. I'm like, okay, wait.
Well, no, they just have to tell everybody every week because nobody remembers.
Yeah, I know. Okay, like, well, you're gonna
like they're all brain dead. I totally understand. Other than the whole light thing, I've got everything else down.
It's like a neighborhood football game, you know, or something. Yeah, like, okay, well,
right. It's like
can't really tackle
special
anyone.
Special education football game. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and. So it's like, all right, well, you know, these two guys are going to battle, and then Pablo and Miles, you battle, and then...
Right, yeah. Oh, you battle Pablo, really?
Yes. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's great, because I had, like, all these jokes in my head. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to destroy this son of a bitch. I'm going to destroy him.
Yeah, fantastic.
In tears, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, let's take five. Everyone write down their jokes. You know, be ready.
Yeah. I've been there. I did this.
I blanked out.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I blanked. I'm like,
for
oh, no.
Fuck's sake.
I had funny jokes in my head. I did, like, I didn't realize this. And, like, they're like, well, write it down. All I had was, like, a Sharpie. So I'm like,
was your arm covered in jokes at this point now? Because you never have paper.
No,
you're
I'm
never,
like,
prepared.
I got, like, some old, like, prescription bags in front of me. Oh, I'm desperately trying to write.
Prescription bags.
And, like, everyone's got to introduce themselves, you know. So, we had, what is it, Brain Damage? Is that right?
Yeah, Brain, yeah.
Brain, and very enjoyable cast. Enjoyed his intro. Mark's intro was a little disturbing, I'm going to be honest with you, but.
I mean, Mark Grimace, the McDonald Lane character?
I don't know. I didn't catch his last name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
His intro was just a little bit on the disturbing side. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
did
go
through his litany of sexual preferences again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that internal meter where, you know, I feel uncomfortable, you know, like, okay, wait a minute.
If anybody says the word pee pee.
Yeah, I hear wiener or pee-pee in the same sentence.
Oh, my
gosh,
I can't talk about it.
And then there was Denise, and she really didn't have much to say. You know, like, okay, because I think I missed her whole rap, though, but okay. I feel bad. Okay. And, you know, and so, like, Miles, you talk about yourself, right? I'm like, okay. I go, well, I'm kind of like this waspy, Midwesterner, right?
You didn't tell him you're Polish or anything?
No, I got, like, deadly silence.
Crickets.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that'd be funny, you know? I was like, oh, no, I'm already tanking. Like, I'm tanking.
Okay.
I'm tanking.
You don't necessarily get laughs during that part, I don't think.
No, but, you know, everyone's got this crazy stuff. You know, like, I was abducted by aliens. And
right, yeah.
I enjoy comedy and, you know, whacking it, you know, and stuff. And,
yeah, gotcha.
You know, I'm like, oh, I'm this crazy waspy guy from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear, like, the crickets, like, audibly hear, like, cricket, like, I was embarrassed for myself. I'm like, oh, God, this is horrible.
Was your wife sitting in the room with you while you were doing this?
She was. Well, this gets better. Okay, it gets better. So the two other guys, they battle it out, and they were very funny. They had a good back and forth thing. And And then there was a vote taken.
Right. You get a vote. Did you vote?
I did. Yeah, I voted.
Good for you.
And you know, and then of course, you know, now I have to go head to head with the master. I'm like, oh right, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Pablo Luan.
This is like, you know, Luke battling Vader. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. Like, I don't know who I would say was Vader and who was Luke on this one. I'm not sure.
And
were you letting the dog out for fuck's sake?
No, I got two. Never mind. I want to go in. Just so anyway. Sorry, there's a little bit of an animal showdown going on here.
Yeah.
So you know, we're going back and forth. That's fine. And thanks, Kat. Thank you. And I want to thank Pablo for referencing making love to my wife and shaving her back and you know, screwing her on the couch and things like that.
But she's because listening she was sitting to right this, here. Right? Oh my god.
She was sitting right here yeah. laughing, enjoying every minute of
oh,
it.
Oh good. So, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
If only Desiree was there with you guys. Wow.
That'd have been a whole different yeah.
Oh my god, the dogs are going at it again.
But so yeah, it went well. It went well. I did lose. It was very close. Sorry, I'm trying to get away from the dogs.
Hey, Michael Vick. Jesus.
Hold on,
Christ.
I'm gonna let some dogs out. I'm sorry, guys. This is my life, okay? This is my life.
Did you mention this as you introduced yourself, by the way?
I was hoping this wasn't going
to
happen during the whole show.
I'm a slave to these dogs that I have that I cannot get anybody else.
Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, they're out. They're over the neighbor's yard now taking a big shit.
Okay. So okay. I'm glad that didn't happen during the show because I'm like, oh, God, that'd been really bad.
Oh, here it's fine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, our podcast is shit. I don't want to blow up Pablo's thing when you're like animals.
Here's par for the course here. Oh, yeah. We don't want to do that anywhere else.
Like, I'm dealing with, like, a professional guy, like a guy who actually gets paid to be funny, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, the pressure, you know? I'm like, man.
So you lost to Pablo is what you're saying?
No, I was okay, though. I was okay with it, you know?
Can you give me a sample since I was not available?
Okay, so I said, you know, Pablo apparently has one shirt to his name.
Right, yeah.
He reminds me of my first college roommate a little bit.
Oh, really?
In that fact, I suppose. But I said, you know, oh, yeah, who shot the couch, you know? And
oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
And then he mentioned something about, you know.
Your delivery is crisp.
Yes, these are all fresh. And he's like, talking about making love to my wife on a couch. I go, hey, you're just like a sleeper couch. You pull out real easy.
Oh, my God.
And but no, it was very nice, and everyone was really cool. I did have a joke for Denise, which I did not get to use, because I thought I was going to go around, like, the room, so to speak, and kind of, like, tell one joke, you know, before we left.
Mm-hmm.
Because my joke for Denise was, like, I think maybe – Denise, you're the one that Mark is thinking of when he's trying to self-pleasure himself and he can't quite finish.
Okay.
So that was a joke I was going to use, and then...
I'm trying to determine if this is a good or bad thing. I'm not sure.
No, I didn't have... Because I thought I was going to go around the room because I misunderstood the rules. Because I'm like...
You and everybody else. Okay.
Because I was going to say, hey, you know, Mark, were you more inspired by R. Kelly or Pee Wee Herman? You know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's pretty good.
And, you know, brain damage. I'm like, hey, you're lying through your tooth, you know?
Oh, these poor guys.
I had such a hard time with Pablo, though, because I go, Pablo, my God, you have like my dad's look, like from the 70s. You know, he had like the glasses and the comb over and all that. I'm like, God, I just like, man, I just can't. Man.
Oh, you couldn't put him down because it looked like your dad?
It was like shooting a baby deer. I just couldn't do it. Oh. I cannot do it. I will not do it. I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
But.
Well, how did you like the experience overall? I mean, other than
finding
somebody who is more perverted than you in the world.
Yeah.
That talks about it.
See, that's the problem. When I find someone like dirtier, more perverted than me, then I almost get like weird. Like, huh?
How could that be?
Huh? huh, that's a little bit over the line.
Yeah.
Like, I'm such a hypocrite, you know. I'm like,
Yeah, no kidding. So what do you think of the experience? So by the way, this, you should say the name of the show, called Roast Battle.
Not Rap Battle.
Not Roast Rap Battle, Roast Battle.
And it's on Sundays.
Sundays on Plausible.
You know, I have, like I can joke around. Like, if I know people, you know, well, I can joke with them, you know. Like, me and you know each other pretty well, and we can throw out zingers at each other because we've known each other for, like, 50 years now or something.
Right, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's quite 50, like, but yeah.
Like, hey, man, you're so stupid. You look the make the library look smart, you know, or something.
Like, these are horrible. Like, horrible.
I know. It's like, you know, I don't know. I have to get over that part. So this is, like, you know, a good learning.
I want to officially retract any statements I may have said about Miles possibly being good at doing a roast battle, because I did say that at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
And here you are proving me wrong.
No, I don't know. You know, it was my first time, you know, but everyone was really cool, though. You know,
yeah,
I thought, oh,
first time, yeah.
Like, these guys are going to be like, please do not come back. Please.
My first roast, your every breath. Anyway.
Send Bob in. Yeah. He's much funnier. Oh, yeah. Can I mention this, too? Okay. I got in trouble twice. Okay.
Okay.
Number one,
sure.
I was sitting here shaking my leg, and I must have been making some noises, because then.
Yeah,
brain damage is like, whoa, I hear some weird stuff going on, man. Like,
yeah. Miles, are you beating it to this whole show?
I think he thought that's what I was doing. I'm like, no, oh, God. I was, like, really embarrassed. I'm like, Jesus.
You're like, how can I outdo Mark? Okay, I'll actually whack off while I'm doing the show.
Yeah, but I think I can finish, though. See, that's the difference.
let me stare at Denise's square.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, Denise, could you say something like...
talk about your hair, Denise. It's so lovely.
And do it slowly. Very slowly.
So you got in trouble because you were making too much noise with your change or something, or what?
I don't know. Apparently it was making some noise and was so distracting, like the whole show just, like, came to a screeching halt. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, you know. What do you expect? And they're making noise. And everybody's trying to pay attention, for Christ's
sake. I was like Cyndi Lauper, you know, dressed up in all her jewelry when they were trying to record, you know, We Are the World. You know, she was getting yelled at by Quincy Jones. Yeah, that was me.
Who the fuck is rattling their jewelry?
Who's rattling that goddamn jewelry?
Bono?
And Bono, yeah. Springsteen. Yeah. And then, you
hey,
know.
Man,
like,
hey, man, it's not me.
That's I was trying to do your stupid little blue cat character. You know, I made my own little, you know, I stole a little character. And I was told maybe I should have a picture, even if it's not me, so people could at least, you know.
Oh, believe me, they really, really want to know what you look like. And it seems to be a point that some people in the group cannot deal with not seeing a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain. I go, listen, I would
go down to Walmart and then you know, the little gumball machines. Go get some of those mustaches. They sell those little mustaches in the little ball.
I had like a,
just
I had
get
like
a bunch
Halloween
of those.
Mask.
Yeah.
It wasn't so hot out. I was going to wear this Halloween mask.
Well, you did a gorilla mask one time for us. So
I was just trying to explain. I go, listen, I don't know if I want to show my face because I might have made a very questionable video. 30 years ago that led to serious death threats against me.
Oh, yeah. That was Buddy Holly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we don't care about that. If you die, you die. You know,
yeah.
Like,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Miles made a Day the Music Died video.
No, that the but, hey, man.
Well, we got
hey.
Death threats.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like to talk about it. So upset.
I asked to have the whole thing taken down, which it still has not been taken down.
No, it was taken down.
I bet you it could be found.
Yeah, it can be found. But it was taken down. Pablo, do you want to chime in on the performance? Or?
Oh, I didn't know that I could actually speak. I was.
Oh, no, you're a fan? Yeah. If you're a fan, you can't speak.
Yeah, Actually, Miles did so well that I thought he should have won.
No, come on.
Yeah, he got me several times. But thank God I'm a corrupt son of a bitch, and I bribed everybody to vote for me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only way that I voted. I'm the Harvey Weinstein of
That's what I thought.
Yeah, not only in looks, but also in actions.
In every respect.
Yeah.
And I have my plausible couch, and I even did brain damage. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's why they voted for me, because I thought Miles did so well that I would have voted for him.
Really? Are you being honest? I think now something's going on here.
No, he actually did a great job.
I wasn't
job.
Here to witness any of this stuff, so.
No, I couldn't record that. People don't want to record our battles for some reason. So.
Well, because they're brutal.
But I think he did great. I think great. And Miles, you'd be happy that I didn't go full aristocrat on you, telling that I was shaving your wife's back when she was licking this cat's balls, your dog's balls, and the dog was fucking the cat, and the cat was ejaculating on Mark Greenwich, who's also pleasuring himself with the sofa. You know, I was going to do the whole aristocrat thing, and but I didn't, because I'm a classy guy.
Classy.
No, that's all right.
Classy guy.
It's all right.